Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tech Talk is underway on this chilly Saturday. And if you're around your computer, we got the show for you. Tech Talk, Doug Swindehart, and if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program, and it is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, and by the way, that is good for a call or a text. If you call, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown, our producer. If you text, that'll get right into the studio, and we will put it on the air. By the way, Doug, we always get a lot of calls and texts at the end of the show. We're not always able to get those on the air, so don't hesitate and get in early here on the program. And we've got a little weather whiplash right now. We had summer, and now we have late fall today in these parts, Doug.
Yeah, it's nippy. It's actually a little chippy. You know, we're not used to this 40-degree weather. This is, but I think it's going to turn around and hurry, and at least we got a little rain. I'd like to see more, but at least we got a little bit.
Yeah, we did get some rain, and that is certainly a key. The one thing I will say, we had the warmer weather. We had to turn the air on in the house, I'll admit, put the air on for a few days. I wasn't shy, and now we're right back to the furnace. So we had to make the change over there. Hey, Doug, one of the things I wanted to bring up out of the gate on the program, and we haven't talked about this a lot lately, and that is people backing up their data, whether it's their photos and videos on their phone, or whether it's documents and other important items on their laptop or their desktop or whatever. There are a lot of good ways to do this. One of the things, we're both big believers in having some sort of cloud storage. I use my email accounts for really, really important things. Just a quick update on that. I have an old Yahoo account that I have and a Gmail account. I have a brand new Proton account that I'm still playing with. I haven't used it a ton. I haven't moved it into actual daily use yet, but I have an account. But what I do, and I only do this when it's really, really important and I know I want to have it, and I don't do it with everything because I think that's wasteful. But I will take a document or a photo that I really want to hang on to, and I'll just attach it and send it in an email to my other email account. That way, I've got it on my Gmail and my Yahoo.
I really like that technique. I really do. I wish it was more widespread, like worldwide. That small little extra effort that you do, you just got yourself covered nine ways from Sunday. You know, I tell people minimum of three copies, but you could have three copies and have that email copy as well. It just comes up maybe 5-10 years from now. You just go ahead and you search your email for it if you don't recall the date or what the subject was, and up it comes in seconds. I really think that that's a good move. Yeah, and web-based mail, it's rock solid stable. It's not like we're in the 80s anymore. Yeah, I love that technique, Steve. I really do.
Yeah, and I think it gets back to another point. You don't need to back up everything. And we talk often about going through your photos. I was in a waiting room this week hanging around, and I think that's a great time. Instead of, you know, doom scrolling on your phone or whatever, maybe take that time to do a little cleanup on your phone. And inevitably, I have a lot of photos and a lot of videos. And just go in and delete the dupes, maybe delete some videos I don't need. I use my phone to take a lot of photos at work, so when I get back to my desk, I can remember maybe an inventory item or something I need to work on or a call I need to make. And I use that to spur my memory so I'm not running around with pieces of paper and that sort of thing. But my point being is, it's good to weed that out. You don't need to back up certain things in perpetuity. Get rid of them.
Oh, I agree. And forget about getting system files and operating systems and Windows. No need. It's going to change next week with the update anyway. Why bother? And, you know, the thing about backing up, and this has predominantly been the case throughout history, it's generally people will plan to do this on their last day of work, Friday or Saturday or whatever their last day is. Well, I'll just take an hour at the last day. That way I got the whole week. It's the first thing to get forgotten because, well, something came up at the last minute, and now, well, family's waiting in the car, I got to go. And inevitably, that will go on until somebody suffers a disaster. There's just no reason for it. I don't care when you back up. It should be almost a daily thing. And that's what I like about this little email thing you got going on, is if it's that important that you can take an extra 10, 20 seconds and email it to yourself. Make a copy and drop it in there or attach the document or whatever. Doesn't matter. That extra 20 seconds could save your life sometime down the road or at least make your life a lot simpler. Yeah, I just love that. I love that methodology.
Yeah, and there are good automated backup services that you can. I think cloud storage and all of that, physical copies are great, an external hard drive. Something that's super important off-site. I can't imagine that a lot of us would need, for instance, to back up their data and put it in a safe deposit box. That might be something,
rare.
You know, a business or business records or some. I can't imagine a lot of individuals would need that level of backup.
Well, even businesses today, because cloud storage is actually probably safer and more consistent. You got just a plethora out there. Apple offers iCloud. And, of course, Google, you've got Google Drive with a Gmail account. And my Proton account, which is not overly priced at all, I have 500 gigabytes in the clouds I can save and organize it any way I want. And fast, I think it actually comes up faster on my computer than if I've got an external hard drive. You just can't beat that. You really can't. And to have it off-site, and you don't have to worry about anything. Even the bank, I've seen where that's very rare, because most of them are all set up to be like bomb shelters where they keep their data down below. And it just, but really, a normal person, if you just take all your data for a year and just pop it up in the cloud someplace, and then start this thing as a habit, this daily thing is really the key, I think. And with your thought, well, I'm sitting in a waiting room, and it just doesn't take that long if you stay on top of it.
That's right.
It should be a habit for anybody that's got a computer. And that's true with Windows, Linux, Apple products. It doesn't matter. Data. That's what we can't replace.
And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug, if you have a question about your computer or hardware or software or whatever, feel free to reach us, 651-461-9226. One other friendly reminder, all our shows available in podcast form, and that's true for all our shows 7 days a week. Go to the website, wccrradio.com, download those podcasts, and enjoy it anytime. From our text line, is there a way to copy from my Samsung phone to my laptop without physically linking the two? How could I ultimately back those two up?
Oh, sure. Samsung's got a backup, too. Once you got it up there, just go to your computer and log on to the website and download it. Oh, that's a snap. Here again, the cloud storage is just going to save you all over the place. And with an Android phone, Samsung phone, you can actually have your photos set up to go right straight to Google Drive or Proton Drive or even an iCloud account. You can do that with Android and with Apple. A little bit more difficult with Apple. They want you to go to the iCloud first, and that makes sense on their technology. But, yeah, it's a piece of cake. Do a Google search, and I'm sure you'll find the answer. Just make sure you put in your model of phone so you get the right combination of the keys to it. I'll bet you in 15 minutes they'll have it done. Piece of cake.
Yeah, one of the easiest things, and I've had iPhones for a long, long time, as far as backing up contents, apps. I've told this story before, but the iCloud account, you know, is just really hard to beat. I've told this story before. My daughter was at college. My phone died. It wasn't, this was a catastrophic failure of the phone. It's not like I dropped it and it got wet. This thing was donezo. And I was able to go to a local store. It's not important what carrier I use, but I was able to go in, get a new phone, and within several hours, it took a while for all of this stuff to load up from the iCloud account. But within a few hours, I mean, I was able to make calls, send texts almost immediately, certainly calls, but all of my stuff was restored within a few hours. It's like I had never lost my phone or had my phone die on me.
Yeah, this is when you got it up in the cloud and you know how to log on to those accounts. It's a snap. It really is. Nothing to it. And really, people should understand all of what, instead of looking at that phone as all of it at once, just take it piece by piece. I'm going to work with my email for a couple days. I'm going to work with the search engines. I'm going to go and check some apps out. And when you check apps out, make sure you get to know the developer a little bit. They all have a homepage, and send them an email like you're asking for support. And this is really a tell-all, I think. If you get an email back in an hour, you know you got somebody that's there and probably there to stay. And with the search engines today, they're all moving towards AI, every one of them. Google's going to have it built in. Microsoft's going to have it built in. It's coming our way whether we like it or not. And OpenAI, I think, is still the biggest, but this is a competitive industry. Perplexity just got valued at over $500 million. I'm just mind-boggled at this. The amount of money they're throwing at artificial intelligence. And most of it today is going to be for searching and stuff like that. So it's going to get interesting. Amazon's AI, even though they're not real big on talking about it, when you go to Amazon, they've got that little AI down the left-hand corner you can ask questions. And it's doing a good job. It really is. I'm just surprised that they're not getting more attention towards that. That's going to be where the big money is coming up, is AI. No doubt in my mind.
Quick break. We'll have much more tech talk coming up. And by the way, you can visit with Doug. Our phone number is 651-461-9226. Another hot topic. People continue to bring it up. And that is what happens with Windows 10 later in the year. We'll get Doug's update on that. And we'll kind of give you a roadmap. Don't panic. And by the way, 651-461-9226. Good for call or text. By the way, Twins and Brewers coming up later on the radio. Lineup card at 5:30. First pitch after 6. The Twins have won 12 games in a row. They are on fire right now. Here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart aboard. Number again, 651-461-9226. And Doug, let's go to that text line right now.
Okay.
Should I still be using IoBit Uninstaller? Is there a better program? I'm not familiar with IoBit. Maybe you are. What about uninstallers?
Yeah, I've kind of given up on all IoBit programs. They started out really good a number of years ago, but and we pushed that actually on Tech Talk for a number of years. But today, I would just say, listen, just go get the Geek Uninstaller, especially if you live in Minnesota. And it's G-E-E-K uninstaller.com. And the gentleman that wrote that program lives right here in Minnesota. And the free version is wonderful, but like I say, you know, let's not be taking advantage. This is kind of the honor system. If you find that you're using it a lot, and you probably will, I love this program. It's clean. It's easy to use. Does everything that Revo used to do, and it does it much, much quicker. IoBit, I think, has a tendency of taking more information from the public than what's necessary. With Geek Uninstaller, there's none of that going on. It's just on your computer. It's locally installed, and that's it. It's just a piece of cake to use. And it's GEEKUNINSTALLER.com. Piece of cake. Check that out. I think you'll be much happier.
Yeah, and Doug, when it comes to uninstallers, when you get a brand new computer, is that one of the first things you should install to kind of clean it up? Because I remember once upon a time, you get a new computer and it was loaded with all sorts of stuff you didn't need. What do you recommend when you get a new computer? Are there things really, that need to be removed?
You know, it really kind of depends on the brand. You know, most of these brands have discovered that it turns out to be an annoyance, and they don't want to annoy a brand new customer. So a lot of that has been, tempered. Not anywhere near what it used to be. However, if you happen to get one that's got antivirus running in the background, and they'll always project like, well, this is for you. No, it really isn't. I would get rid of it. And then, yes, I would absolutely use an uninstaller to make certain that you get all the temp files out and get rid of any kind of leftover garbage that they shouldn't have. And I think as soon as you do that, you're going to want to download and install Pervasor. And that's an excellent cleaning tool as well. And between the two, you should be rocking and rolling. But we're not seeing anywhere near the amount of bloatware and sales software on these new computers that we used to. They pretty much contain themselves today to antivirus, and they'll partner up with some people for sure. But I just don't know if that's needed today. We're starting to grow out of that. And I think what to keep an eye on is Apple is getting away from Google search engine. They're going to have their own AI search engine very soon. Keep an eye on Apple. This company is changing, and it's changing, I think, for the better. That's my opinion. It's not near the issue that it used to be, but if you got a bunch of garbage on there, just get rid of it.
All right, Doug, let's jump into Windows 10 before our weather break. Windows 10 support will end on October 14th, 2025, but it is not the end of the world. If you're running Windows 10 and you have a machine, you have an option. You could upgrade your operating system, or you could sit tight. For those that want to sit tight and continue to run Windows 10, what do they need to do? What are the steps?
Yeah, you know, Microsoft is having some issues with updates, 10 and 11. And 11, it's out, and it's out to the public. You can get it anytime you want and upgrade. Microsoft, I think, is taking the approach of proprietary software, and it looks like they're trying to get machines, once you update to 11, and for 12 for sure, is you're not going to be able to take Windows off your computer. I don't like that. And people are upset about this. So to say this is what you need to do for October, it's too soon. Yeah, we don't know. It would not surprise me if Microsoft changed that date and added another 6 months to security support. I wouldn't get too excited yet. If you're reading the news, their last update, and this is the first time ever in my recollection, that their update actually broke the start menu, and that's rare, and people went wild. I would just be a little bit hesitant. I think you should stick with 10, and if it's running good, keep an eye on it, and just don't get excited. Now, come August, September, yeah, we're going to need to really watch this close then. Those final days, like I say, I wouldn't be surprised if they extend it. There's already rumors they're talking about 60 days or 90 days, and that's a first as well. And the funny thing is the build numbers for 11 and 10 are the same. So we're not really sure if there's all that much difference anyway, other than cosmetics. So just stay with it and keep an eye on it. That would be my advice.
One of the things we have learned is that Microsoft has already put out there that, you know, individual users would be able to give them, what, $30 and get certain updates, security updates, for a year beyond that. If they have a machine capable of updating to 11, why not just do that?
Oh, I think, you know, the thing is with all updates, for $30, if you're happy with what you got, pay the $30 and take another 12 months. You can run into some trouble during the upgrade, even if the Microsoft tool says, oh, no, you're good to go. How long does it take to burn up $30 of your time? And again, I cannot put a dollar value on people's frustration. So I am always of the mindset, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. No need. Just go with it and pay the $30. You'll be happy that you did. That'd be my advice.
All right, quick break. We have much more tech talk. Still plenty of time for you to get in on the program. And the number is 651-461-9226. That is our talk and text line. No show next week because the Twins have an afternoon game. And we'll be back down the road. We'll keep you up to date on that. But remember, all our shows are available in podcast form. So if you miss Tech Talk, you can always find it at WCCORadio.com. It is 3:30. Once again, the weather in a moment, and more with Doug here on the CCO.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, I hated to be the bearer of bad news bringing up the frost advisory right on our doorstep. It does include Wright County. And as I mentioned, St. Cloud, Brainerd, Fergus Falls, points north and west there. Stay warm tonight. Looks like a pretty good Sunday, however. The Twins are in Milwaukee playing under the roof. It'll be the Twins and Brewers game two. Our coverage begins with the lineup card at 5:30 today. The Twins have won an even dozen in a row. They'll go for the Baker's dozen tonight in Milwaukee. That is very good stuff indeed. And by the way, if you want to join Doug on Tech Talk, feel free to do it. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. All right, Doug, we'll get to the text line in a moment. Hopefully Steve is still waiting. Steve, if you're there, you're on the air with Doug.
Hey, thanks so much. You guys have a really good show here. And I've got a question. I hope it's appropriate here. But I've got an old HP laptop. I've got Windows 10. And I've been getting updates for years. Do those updates go away when you get a new one? Or can I go into settings and get rid of some of those? Or what's the scoop with those updates, the old ones?
Yeah, if you really want to control your updates, I recommend that you go to a website called ChrisTitus.com, ChrisTitus.com. And Chris Titus has a tool called a Windows Toolbox. I think he's going to ask it for either $5 or $10. It's a piece of gold. Whole section in there gives you total control over Windows updates. I generally put that on nearly every computer I service, and I go in and I select security updates only. No new features, no new updates to a whole new version without my permission. Don't be updating my drivers. The only time I want to update a driver is if something's not working properly. But that's probably the best tool that I know of to control updates, and it will help you understand updates much better than, I think, just kind of dinging around on the computer. Some of the updates that Microsoft sends out are literally impossible for you to go in and manually stop. You can take them out, but they're going to come back in. This way, you really have control, and that's ChrisTitus.com. And check that website out. Man's just a super, super amount of information, and it's legible and easy to understand. He's a great educator, and I hope that helps.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call, Steve. And yeah, have a good day, and thanks again for taking time out to visit with us. By the way, you can join Doug on our talk and text line at 651-461-9226. Doug just purchased an XP Pen Magic Drawing Pen tablet on Android OS. I run Norton 360 on my laptop, and we'll try to install it on the tablet. Anything else I should do? I'm not sure you're a huge fan of Norton, but is it a good idea if you're using one to use it on a number of devices?
Well, not necessarily. Any HP, I would highly recommend that you check out Wolf Security, which is HP product. That will actually protect your machine down to the bare metal. And if you read about that, you're going to find that it's very, very rare for any antivirus or any malware program that will protect your firmware, or in other words, your middleware. People know what software is and they know what hardware is, but when it comes to firmware or this middleware, which actually has a lot of control over your hardware, it would be a good idea for you to stick with HP. Give HP a call. You may actually even be able to get that free, depending on when you bought that tablet. I'm surprised that it didn't pop up with almost look like an ad, but I would suggest that you run that rather than Norton or any other kind of program. That'd be my way to go, but I'm a big fan of HP. I truly am.
Yeah,
and I hope that helps.
And the device here, and I may have misspoke, XP Pen Magic Notepad is what he's talking about. So not an HP, an X as an X-ray pad.
But it does have
an Android operating system, and I would assume anything with an Android operating system, there is virus protection, et cetera.
I would think. Yeah, I don't think it. I wouldn't put it. Well, it's probably going to slow them down. Norton's going to make. They go too far, I think. HP Magic Pen Tablet, 12.12-inch display. Well, this looks like a pretty nice machine. 8 gigs of RAM. Android 12.
Oh. Yeah, my point being is, though, and I think what he's wondering, you know, on computers, laptops, desktops, absolute must that you need that protection.
Android, I don't think it's necessary, especially with a tablet. Most of your data is going to be on your desktop, but it's a good idea to keep an eye on it. Really, again, here, anytime that you're working with an Android system or iOS from Apple, it's the apps that you add that really will make the difference. If you got this tablet and it's got all the software you need and you didn't need to download anything, I think you'd be rocking and rolling as is. I've never put anything on my Android systems and do just fine. The big thing that people have trouble with these are the uncertified apps. You know, nobody's really looking at those. It's kind of a Wild West show out there yet with apps, and that's true with both Apple and Android. Nobody wants to take responsibility for these $2 and $4 and $10 apps. And that's kind of understandable. So you got to check out who wrote it. Go to their website and do that kind of stuff. But an Android, I don't think I'd bother. I really wouldn't. If you got critical data on there, it might be different. Might probably be better off with a VPN at that point. But I just don't think I'd want to slow that machine down a bit.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Android phones and iPhones when it comes to virus protection. Mm-hmm. Those are, if you're taking the updates and they're pushing out updates, I get them fairly regularly for my iPhone and have for years, and take those updates, power the phone all the way down once a week, let it sit overnight. I mean, those generally are pretty well protected without any outside antivirus.
Yeah, when you take a look at the providers, AT&T,
Verizon, T-Mobile,
Verizon, all the big ones, that they really are as responsible for that as anyone, and they know this. That they're going to take the extra step and do everything that they possibly can to keep your data secure. There's no such thing as perfect in this world, but that's probably as good a protection as you'll get with a Chromebook or anything else for that matter. That it really, it's not the issue that it was a decade ago.
Yeah. 345 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Speaking of antivirus, you have a new Windows machine. Windows Defender, we bring this up all the time. People wonder all the time, is it sufficient? If you've got a new out-of-the-box Windows machine you just bought, wherever you bought it, is Windows Defender good enough for most users?
I believe it is, especially during the warranty period. I think you're going to be just fine. Again, if you're buying an HP, I would definitely step up to Wolf Security. But other than that, you know, a Lenovo, a Dell, I think that I'd say right with Windows Defender, it's doing a good job as of late. They're having enough trouble with updates and playing around with AI and Copilot and OneDrive. So it's, I think it's stable. I really do. I think it's probably better than it's ever been. I'd stay with it.
Yeah, we got a text about iPhone and, you know, will iPhone be discontinued or rumors? The only thing I was able to find on that during the break and on this particular text is that right now the 16 is out. And as you know, they begin to phase out older models of the iPhone. I remember the iPhone 3. I had one. Eventually it was phased out and became obsolete. What's next beyond the 16 Pro? We really don't know. I'm sure there'll be a big unveiling about that. But there are a number of stories out there about they may not make the 17. What's coming after that? But I find it very hard to believe that the iPhone in some way, shape, or form isn't going to move forward in perpetuity.
Yeah, no, that's this is Apple's pilot piece of equipment. It really is.
But Doug, wouldn't you argue that sure, laptops are great and desktops and all the things that have been done and tablets are cool in their own right, but the smartphone, if you will, whether you have an Android operating system, and there's a lot of good equipment out there as well that runs Android, and then you have the iPhone, that it is the most impactful piece of personal electronic equipment in history, and it's not close.
No question.
It's not close.
No doubt. This has been an evolution, so to speak. It's connected us in ways that we've never been connected before. No, Apple's not going to discontinue their phones. No, I couldn't begin to imagine what. No, not going to happen.
No, at some point, right now, I have an iPhone 13. At some point, I won't be able to update it, and I will need to upgrade. And,
sure.
You know, that's just the way it goes. But the simple fact of the matter, over the years with this equipment, and I've taken care of it, and I've always had a good case on it, I haven't beat them up or thrown them around. I've had good luck. Knock on wood that will continue. But
I think it's going to.
Well,
I really do.
Well, the durability and what the in the pocket, the wide swings in temperature. You can be out in the cold. You can be out on a hot day, et cetera, et cetera. And they keep running and running and running. And the things you can do, it is extraordinary. It is a marvel of engineering and technology.
Yeah, if you, you know, for all of us that were in the industry in the late 70s and early 80s, it's mind-boggling where technology has gone.
Yeah.
Absolutely mind-boggling. And phones are a perfect example. They're not going, I think probably the next, well, the problem with smartphones at this point is all of the developers, they're running out of stuff to come up with. What are you going to add to it at this point?
Oh, the phones are so good.
You got your camera? Yeah. I mean, they're like, see, that's really the problem they're having. They all want something new, something that is going to drive them to the top of the market, which is where Apple's at. And remember, you know, Jobs' lifelong goal, if you will, for Apple was he wanted to build the best equipment that you could buy, regardless of the cost.
Yeah.
And I think that philosophy has been true with Apple and is still true today. Costs a little bit more, but you do get more. I believe you do. Right. And the service, second to none. Yeah. So if they continue with this, but no, I don't see them skipping.
No, they're not.
They might skip 17. They're running into things with their chips that are a little bit unique, but that's all part of business. But as far as anything new, revolutionary coming out, probably either going to be some type of holographic thing or something they implant into the palm of your hand that now you don't even have to put it in your pocket. I think that's coming.
Leave me out of the implants.
Break. Yeah, me too.
10 minutes now in front of 4. Quick break. We'll come back, put a bow on it today. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. We are just about out of time here on Tech Talk. Time to squeeze in one more, and then next week, no show. We'll talk to you in June here on Tech Talk. And remember, all our podcasts are available at WCCRadio.com. But, Doug, one more quick one before we run out of time on the program. Just had a new battery put in my iPhone 11. At what point is it not worth it to replace batteries in an iPhone? And
when you can't get any more updates.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
That's a quick one.
Yeah.
Oh, and to answer that question, I think the confusion with this discontinuing iPhones, it's because Apple made this unprecedented thing, and they said, well, the iPhone 15 Pro, the Pro Max, and there's three models that they're not going to sell anymore, but they're going to support them.
Yeah.
So I think they were getting a lot of heat from consumers saying, well, you got so many choices, nobody knows what to buy. Well, we'll just get rid of them three, and now you buy a 16.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they will be, but they won't be supported in perpetuity. That eventually they will not be able to update them anymore, and then it's time to get a new phone. All right, Doug, before we run out of time, your phone number and email, how do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin, ADMIN, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And thanks, Steve. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see you down the road. It is Tech Talk. Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. Twins and Brewers later from Milwaukee. Our lineup card begins at 5:30 here on CCO.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.